relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's good to be back. Thank you to all of you for your patience, and especially to our two guest hosts, Jennifer Horn on Friday and yesterday, Trish Regan, for stepping into the breach and hosting America First. But I'm back, and I have stories to tell about travel in far-off lands, well, New England, and so much news. Incredible guests for today. We will be speaking, we will be connecting to the Eternal City, to Rome, to talk to Speaker Gingrich, asking him what he thinks we should expect in exactly 3 weeks' time. Today's the day, Tuesday, in 3 weeks when the nation will choose. A time for choosing. I think we need to have some cuts from that Reagan speech, A Time for Choosing. We will be joined, as ever, on every Tuesday by Conrad Black, who has an amazing new piece in American Greatness. We'll be talking to the White House as well, Congressman Devin Nunes, and so much more. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, for the next 3 hours, stay with us. A couple of news items before we get rolling. On several consecutive days, according to his presidential physician, Commander Dr. Sean Connolly, the president has tested negative for the coronavirus. When was he in hospital? Oh, yes. A week ago. Incredible. The 74-year-old commander-in-chief took the Chinese virus by the scruff of the neck and crushed it, and is now, I guess, immune since his very short stay at the Walter Reed Medical Center. God bless him as an example to all Americans. Be not afraid. We have the despicable news. When are they going to get a grip in Portland? When is the mayor... When is the local police, when are they going to actually do something about Portland? What, has it been 5 months now? The statues of Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt were toppled.
Teddy Roosevelt wasn't even a conservative. He was a man's man, yes, yes, absolutely. But he was more of a progressive than anything else. He was a patriot, but a bit of a prog patriot. Have we just invented a new term, prog patriot? I think we have. And Abraham Lincoln? What, because he was the first Republican president? The great emancipator's statue has to be toppled? What statues do we topple as a civilization? I can think of three statues, the toppling of which in the last 30 years became iconic images. What were those statues? Number one, all over the Eastern Bloc after the self-liberation of the Warsaw Pact, we saw statues of Stalin toppled. Then we saw in Moscow itself, in Dzerzhinsky Square, outside the Lubyanka, the headquarters of the KGB, we saw the statue of Felix Dzerzhinsky, the founder of the pre-KGB, the Cheka, the secret police, the deadliest of its kind in human history, being toppled not by us, not by American GIs, not by invaders, but by the people of Russia. And then, for Americans, probably the most iconic image was what? Saddam Hussein statues all over Iraq, toppled by us, by Americans, and by Iraqis together, one of the most heinous dictators of the modern age, a man who actually modeled himself after Stalin, after we invaded with our Humvees, with local Iraqis. We pulled down those statues. The left, let's be very clear now, the left has put in the same category as Stalin, the deadliest dictator after Mao. So that if you look at death figures alone, you've got Mao in China, minimum 60 million killed. You've got Hitler with 6 million dead just with the Holocaust. And between the two is Stalin, who killed at least 8 million Ukrainians during the Ukrainian Holodomor, the famine that was a result of his policies. So we have Stalin, the second deadliest dictator in modern history. We have the founder of the secret police that was the KGB. And we have Saddam Hussein. Now, put in the same category, thanks to Democrats, thanks to left-wing extremists, with Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt. Because I assure you of one thing right now, as sure as the sun will rise tomorrow morning, it wasn't Trump supporters in Portland. It wasn't red MAGA hat wearing Republican voters who tore down those statues. It was the left. These are the stakes in the last 3 weeks. Do you hand over America to those who had put Abraham Lincoln, a man assassinated by a Democrat for freeing America's slaves? Would you hand over our nation to people who think Abraham Lincoln should be counted with Saddam Hussein and Joseph Stalin? That's the choice. Are you prepared to stop them? I think we have a theme for today, my friends. As the Senate hearing continues as we speak, incredibly,
the second day out of 4 days of the hearing of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Right now, they're still talking about Obamacare. Obamacare. Despite the fact that there is no case in front of the Supreme Court or pending to be placed in front of the Supreme Court that could in any way, shape, or form do away with Obamacare, it matters not one whit. Why? Because this has nothing to do with reality. It's about making you afraid. Afraid of a Christian woman. Afraid of a woman who is the mother of seven. Two adopted black children from Haiti. To be scared of her and to try and exploit this situation for political purposes. We will keep you updated on everything to do with that hearing. We have some incredible audio from yesterday. Josh Hawley is now asking her questions as we speak. A man who stood up to the bigots, stood up to the bullies, which is also our mission here on America First, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe today. Hit the notifications bell twice on YouTube. This is the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious, fetid rat's nest swamp that is Washington, D.C., and I am your host, Sebastian Gorka.
So much about this president. This president kept his word. More than any politician I know in my lifetime, President Trump told the American people what he was going to do, and then he did it. He cut taxes like he said he would. He reduced regulations. He had our economy just growing like crazy. Now it's coming back, now that we're coming out of the coronavirus. He said he'd build the wall. He's building the wall. He said he'd get out of the Iran deal. He got out of the Iran deal. He said he'd put the embassy in Jerusalem. Put the embassy in Jerusalem. Most importantly, in the context we find ourselves now, he told the American people the kind of individuals he'd put on the Supreme Court. He put out a list. Then he selected people from that list. Judge Gorsuch, Judge Kavanaugh. Then he did it again. He put out a list just a few weeks ago, and he selected from that list with the passing of Justice Ginsburg, and we have Amy Coney Barrett in front of the Senate right now, and she will be confirmed. This president has done what he said he would do more than any elected official I know of, and that's what drives the Democrats crazy.
That was, of course, Congressman Jim Jordan talking about promises made, promises kept. I can't think of a better guest to discuss the events of the last 24 hours than former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. He is the author of the brand new book, Trump and the American Future. Follow him right now, Newt Gingrich on Twitter. He's only got 2.3 million followers. Also, Gingrich360.com. Speaker Gingrich, shouldn't a hearing on a Supreme Court justice of either administration, either party's nomination, be about the actual nominee?
Well, look, one of the great virtues of our system is that elected officials can do what they think works for them. Now, the Democrats, looking back on the backlash from Kavanaugh, which probably cost them four Senate seats, literally the margin by which Mitch McConnell is now majority leader, was, I think, the Senate seats that were picked up after people were enraged by how the Democrats had smeared and attacked Kavanaugh. So they had to double down, because you can't deal with a mother of seven children the way they dealt with Kavanaugh. So they had a second problem. And they're the party which is really big on mansplaining. So it's really tricky for a Democratic male to attack a female judge. So all of those things came to bear. And they were faced also, I think, with the reality, which Ted Cruz said yesterday, that she graduated first in her class, and he didn't think anybody on the Judiciary Committee had graduated first in her class. So they ran the risk that she would just beat them if they got into a debate. And they then did what was said, which I think was very, very smart if you're a Democrat. And they're very well disciplined, much better than Republicans, because they're willing to work as a team. And as the collectivist party, they have deep habits of doing things together, whereas we as the individualist party find it really difficult to get our side on the same team. So every single Democrat yesterday had a picture of a constituent who was suffering from a precondition. They had a basically set piece, you know, out of their 10 minutes, they were going to spend five of it on how wrong this process was, attacking Donald Trump, and then five of it on their fear about the Affordable Care Act, preconditions, and this wonderful constituent of theirs who was suffering personally and who the Republicans would just abandon and betray. It's not an irrational strategy. Now, to your point, I think it also came because I think the Democrats know this is over. Barrett is going to be confirmed. You're going to have a 6-3 conservative Supreme Court. Trump will have defined the Supreme Court and the senior courts maybe for as long as 40 years. I mean, Barrett's only 48. So she could easily be on there for 40 years. And that's why you have on the hard left such a desperate desire to pack the courts, because I mean, they're sitting there looking at the idea that no matter what happens in the election this fall, they could be dealing with a conservative, constitutional Justice Scalia court for four decades. And it's just driving them crazy.
His brand new book is Trump and the American Future, available now. We are talking to, of course, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Let me ask you, what is your reaction? I'm just going to leave it completely neutral to both Kamala Harris and then Joe Biden twice saying, I refuse to answer the question on packing the court because then my answer will be the issue, given that we are exactly 3 weeks away from the election.
Well, look, I mean, Biden is desperately trying to get to the election. He knows that by better than 2-1, the country does not want to pack the court. But he also knows that that one is his base. So if he's not careful, he could have a total rebellion on the left. And so on the other hand, he knows if he came out and said, yeah, I'm for packing the court, he'll lose the election because by better than 2-1, the American people oppose. And they think it's a big issue. They have some deep instinct, despite two generations of really bad education. They still have a deep instinct that it matters to have a Supreme Court that's independent. So I think that's what they're trying to do. And of course, it's compounded because, you know, I tell people I was comforted yesterday when Biden announced he was running for the Senate. I think he could be a senator. It's relatively harmless. I don't think he can be president. And I do think you're going to end up with a Harris Biden administration, because she has so much more energy, she's so much more aggressive, that she will basically define a large part of the administration from day one. I think that, you know, I don't think the media is going to let him get away with it. And that's been a surprise to me. This is the first issue I can remember in this campaign where the media actually is going after Biden across the board. And even CNN is giving him a hard time.
In the last 2 minutes we have with you in this segment, we are talking to the Speaker, Newt Gingrich, author of Trump and the American Future. How does the president, catching the Chinese virus and being declared to be free of the coronavirus, affect this election?
Well, I think if he continues to educate the country, it'll be actually a net asset, because we now have the World Health Organization saying that masks are wrong. You have over 6,000 doctors who signed a letter saying that masks are wrong. And it's about to turn out, if you want to talk about science, Trump's doctor has said that he is completely free of the virus. The left, of course, talks about science, but they basically follow some form of voodoo and have no scientific basis for anything they're doing. And I think that's part of the contrast he's trying to draw. That's why he's going to events and in a sense taunting Joe Biden. And I think I just did a YouTube video actually on saving 2 million lives, because I think the real story is that when this began, experts said more than 2 million Americans would die. Trump reacted very aggressively, cut off Chinese flights, etc. People like Biden and Pelosi and Harris were attacking him the entire time.
Millions of lives saved because of a very, very early decision by the commander-in-chief. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation on hundreds of stations, millions of listeners, live streaming on YouTube. Back with Speaker Gingrich after these messages. Don't touch that dial. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
The final note, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank the many Americans from all walks of life who have reached out with messages of support over the course of my nomination. I believe in the power of prayer, and it has been uplifting to hear that so many people are praying for me.
Quite a delightful audio cut from Judge Amy Coney Barrett yesterday, talking about religion, talking about faith and prayer. Not something we usually hear during a Senate testimony. We are back with Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House. Follow him at Gingrich360.com, where you can see his latest video on the coronavirus, saving 2 million lives, and his new book, Trump and the American Future, available now. Speaker Gingrich, do we have to fear the know-nothing movement of the past is being resurrected like a zombie? Is there prejudice against Catholics in America today?
Sure. I mean, I think on the secular left, you have a lot of people who are they're anti-Christian, they're anti-Orthodox Jew, they're anti-Catholic. I mean, look at people have not covered it much. If you look at what Cuomo's doing in New York, I mean, he's in an open fight with the Orthodox Jewish community, and apparently yesterday actually welded shut the gates to a cemetery to block people from going to have a Memorial Day observance for a rabbi who had been very important in the history of their community. So I think you see this all across the country where, for example, in Nevada, you could have people in a casino but not in a church. And I think it's easy to underestimate how much the Liberal Democratic Party and its radical wing are deeply anti-Christian and anti-religious. In the case, for example, of Kamala Harris, I wrote a newsletter at Gingrich 360 a while back and said she was the most anti-Catholic bigot nominated to a major party since the 19th century. And I think if you look at what the questions she asked, the things she said, there's no question that that's true.
We have time for, I think, one more question to the former Speaker of the House. Follow him right now at Newt Gingrich. You have a brand new book, Speaker Gingrich. It's entitled Trump and the American Future. Is there a future? What are you seeing right now? Is there a future for a second Trump administration? What do you see in the tea leaves?
Look, I think in 70% of the futures, he's president, and in 30%, Biden's president. But when you have Biden go out, as he did yesterday, and talk about the fact that he's running for the Senate, when he says he can't remember this guy, you know, that Mormon guy who was governor, he's referring to Mitt Romney. I think it's very hard in the end for I mean, people who totally like Trump are going to vote for Biden no matter what. The people who think about voting for Biden and then realize this is the commander in chief. How could he possibly negotiate with Xi Jinping or with Vladimir Putin? And it's an absurdity. And I think in that sense, in the end, Trump will almost certainly win. Plus, 56% of the country told Gallup last week their lives are better today than 4 years ago. Now, to have that reaction, when we've been through COVID, we've been through shutting down the economy, we've been through social isolation, and they still, 56% said it's better. That says to me Trump has a much bigger vote than any poll you've seen.
But the 80 million unbidden mail-in ballots, are you not concerned for the integrity sure. of the election?
Absolutely. The Democrats will do everything they can to steal the election because they are terrified that four more years of Trump will finish dismantling the left-wing world they were creating. And so I think that's a major concern. There are already a lot of Republican lawyers lined up. I tell everybody, if that's a worry, volunteer to be a poll watcher, go see what's happening. It's really going to be, and I think, by the way, it may be the largest turnout in American history.
I think you're right. My wife is a poll officer, poll official. I've been volunteering on all the early primaries. Yeah. Be a part of the solution. Listen to Speaker Gingrich. See his latest video. Follow him at Gingrich360.com. Also Twitter at Newt Gingrich and the new book. And must read Trump and the American Future. Our best to your wife, Her Excellency, our ambassador to the Holy See. He is coming to us from the Eternal City. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's time, dear listeners, to stand up for freedom in this election year with our great sponsor, Patriot Mobile. Yes, you can stand for freedom this important election year by switching to the only conservative Christian cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. Why have big mobile when you can have freedom from the big fees? Freedom from indirectly supporting causes you don't believe in, like Planned Parenthood and anti-Second Amendment groups, and so much more. From now on until November 7th, get a free Samsung A11 phone with a 2-year commitment or a free month, or $45 off any phone in stock. Join today. Build your own bundle with multi-line discounts as well as premier activation where Patriot Mobile sets up the phone for you and you can keep your old number. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone service provider and the only one that will donate a portion of your bill to conservative organizations. Liberate yourself today. Call 972-PATRIOT. Their U.S.-based team is rated number one in customer service in the United States. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Back with your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Or you can text us, 703-869-1262.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
And I would just say to my Democrat colleagues, these years now, this pattern and practice, as we say in the law, of religious bigotry, because that's what it is. When you tell somebody that they're too Catholic to be on the bench, when you tell them they're going to be a Catholic judge, not an American judge, that's bigotry. The pattern and practice of bigotry from members of this committee must stop.
I truly never thought I would see that. As an American citizen in the 21st century, that a senator, that was Josh Hawley, yesterday during the hearing of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, would have to address the persistent bigotry, the anti-Christian attacks on the judge. The judge isn't being attacked on her judicial record, on decisions she's brought, or her lack of qualifications, because they can't attack her on those, because she is eminently qualified. Their attack is on the fact that she's a Christian. It's just un-American. But what do we do about it? That could affect any of us. Please realize that our First Amendment rights, our freedom of conscience, our freedom of religion are under attack every single day. And there's one organization that stands in the breach to protect and help those people who are being persecuted. Whether it's a cake baker, whether it's a student, or whether it's somebody who is being persecuted at their place of work. It's the Alliance Defending Freedom, and they do all of this for free. Will you support them in their fight to fight for all of us? Please make a donation right now for $100 or whatever best gift you can make at my website. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Right at the top is the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, the people who are stepping up for all of us. If you prefer, you can call them 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. The hearing has just this moment broken for recess, and we have a perfect opportunity to analyze the last day and a half with an individual who's not just a deputy assistant to the president. He's also an advisor to the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. He is Ben Williamson. Ben, welcome back to America First.
Seb, you got Brian Morgenstern here, actually. My buddy Ben is up on the Hill. I need to pinch hit for him. I hope that's okay with you.
That's fine. You guys are busy. I remember what it was like. That's absolutely fine. Either way, let's look at the last day and a half. It looks to me that we have somebody who's sitting in the waiting room going to the dentist because Judge Barrett doesn't seem too happy. What's the White House response to the last day and a half of questioning?
Well, the amazing thing is, as you stated, there are no plausible attacks really on the judge's character or her experience. It seems to be just a bunch of campaign speeches by the Democrats about money in politics and about Obamacare, defending Obamacare. You'd think this was a 2009 Senate Finance Committee hearing.
But Brian, these aren't speeches. I watched them this morning. It's like something out of the X-Files. These things, these boards they bring up from Kinko's, very expensive, color diagrams, and then they start drawing on them with colored felt tip pencils like they're in preschool. It's cool. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah, you know, when we prepare many nominees across the administration for Senate hearings, the sort of colloquial term for those prep sessions is a murder board.
Yes.
Where, you know, you kind of think of the board on the wall with the crazy wires connecting different parts and the weird conspiracy theories they might bring up. That seems to be where they're headed. Senator Whitehouse had quite a presentation that was very difficult to follow, and he asked zero questions of the nominee.
Not one question. Just this tinfoil hattery. He had one chart that wasn't even an eye test chart. Nobody could read it even close up on television. He asked Amy not one question. And then he talked about, the influence of dark money. Talked about Leonard Leo and the Federalist Society. Leonard goes to the same church I do. What these people are. All right, here's my question. Do we think, you are an arch communicator, you are the deputy communications director, deputy press secretary, is any of this going to stick?
No. No. Short answer on that one. I mean, the bottom line is that these hearings are supposed to be determined whether the judge is qualified as a temperament, has the judicial philosophy of upholding the Constitution and our fundamental rights. Does she have the experience necessary? You know, these are the questions that they should be asking, not just getting on a soapbox and saying all these ridiculous things. So the bottom line is that they have not laid a glove on her. I don't think that they will. And that's why they they seem to be going all down all these different rabbit holes, none of which have to do with her qualifications for the Supreme Court.
It's kooky. It's crazy. It's like something out of Ancient Aliens. It really is not a Senate Judicial Committee hearing on an incredibly accomplished judge. We're talking to Brian Morgenstern. Follow him right now. B. Morgenstern, 45, Deputy Press Secretary in the White House. We've got a minute with you left. Brian, we've read the reports from the president's physician, the memo to the White House, that he has tested several days in a row free from COVID. Give us a little bit of an inside report on how is the president doing? How are his spirits? We've seen him on the campaign trail. Give us an update.
Yeah, Sev, he is having an absolute blast. He is feeling great. His energy level is as high as it's ever been. He's got more energy than I do. And he's going to be hitting the trail, visiting maybe multiple states a day, and taking the message to the American people that he's about job creation, he's about economic growth, he's about opportunity, he's about ending endless wars and replacing them with peace deals, whereas the Democrats at this point are about rioting, they're about packing the court, they're about the 25th Amendment, all this radical stuff that has nothing to do with helping people, giving them opportunities, giving them a safer and more prosperous future, like the president's all about. So that contrast is very stark, and he's going to make sure that every American has a chance to hear it between now and November 3rd.
It reminds me of 4 years ago when a 70-year-old man, the weekend before the election, did 7 events in 5 states. He is unstoppable. Not even the most dangerous Chinese export could stop him. He is the 45th Commander-in-Chief, and the man who works for him is on the line. Follow him right now. B. Morgenstern, 45. Thank you, Brian, for stepping in there at the last minute. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Please, if you are in daily pain, listen to the incredible results from this 100% drug-free product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans today, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker, and I've been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Don't you deserve to be that person? Find out if you could be the next Relief Factor success story. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack, or call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take the 3-week quick starter pack morning and night like I do for 3 weeks, you will know at the end of that time if it works for you like it works for Alicia and me. You deserve to find out, don't you? I think you do. It makes sense. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yes, it's 3 days away. The election is 3 weeks. Correct yourself, Gorka. Three would be nice if it was 3 days. 3 weeks away, but voting has already started in many, many states. That's why we need you to go to keepamericaamerica.com right now, because that's how we are going to build and implement the biggest conservative get-out-the-vote machine right now. In 2016, the election was decided by just thousands of votes, not millions. Already 500,000 of you have signed in at KeepAmericaAmerica.com, where you get all the tools you need to help the president win. Let's get that number to 1,000,000. Do your part. It doesn't matter. Do a little, do a lot. Just do your part. Go today to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. God bless you all for doing so. Okay. Do you remember Jim Carrey? He used to be funny. Not anymore. Now he should really sign himself into a psych ward, or there should be a family intervention. Late on Sunday night, Jim Carrey, this is from Hank Berrien at the Daily Wire, had posted for the world to see a painting
of Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Not if you hadn't told me it was Ted Cruz, I would not have recognized it. It's such a bad painting. And it was in fiery red. And the caption said, Ted Cruz, hellbound class of 2020. So it's a picture of Ted Cruz, senator, in hell. Yesterday, an unfazed Senator Cruz told Kerry just where he could stick his painting. And he tweeted, don't worry, it's okay. Hey, at Jim Kerry, can I get a copy of this for my office? I'd love to know if that's his tweet or not. I think I know who's tweeting for him. But anyway, it's good. This, for your information, is not the first time he's done something like this. Here is a track record of what Kerry has done in the past. In August, he issued a drawing of Abraham Lincoln putting a rifle in his mouth, just about to commit suicide after the RNC convention, which, as far as I'm concerned, and millions of Americans are concerned, was one of the greatest political conventions of any political party. In June, 2 years ago, he painted the White House with windows glowing red like fire, and he wrote beneath it, "Our name is Legion, for we are many. You will be our hands in the world. It's time for us to tweet again." There's a word that comes to mind. Projection. I think somebody has just announced themselves as a primary candidate for an exorcism. Jim Carrey needs help, but he is a prime exemplar of what the left has become. Utterly and completely deranged. I'm Sebastian Gorka, Lord Conrad Black next, and Congressman Devin Nunes. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.